Welcome to this edition of DriveCast. My name is Ryan Bosler. I'm the Life Groups Director here in Westerville. This week we finished up a series that we've been in called Too Good to Be True, where all along we've said that the gospel is so much greater than anything beyond our wildest dreams. And really it's the gospel that that meets these core needs of the human heart. And so one of those core needs we talked about this last week was significance. And we did that by looking at a parable that Jesus told in Matthew chapter 25, and it's the parable of the different talents. And so what happened was this master of the house, he entrusted different talents to three different servants. And two of the servants were faithful with what the master gave them, and they had a good return. But one of the servants, he didn't do a good job with what the master had entrusted him. He was fearful. He didn't trust. All of these things. Now, what we talked about specifically is just the reality that God has equipped all of us and entrusted all of us with unique talents. And just in thinking about how we're equipped, the reality is that that God has given us just so many blessings in the way that we have unique abilities and times and resources and all of these different things. And one thing that we talked about was just the fact that when Jesus talked about a talent, it was actually an incredible sum of money. It was like 20 years worth of wages. And so really what that meant for you and I is that we have all the talents and abilities and resources given to us by God already there and available for us anytime we want to use it to serve in God's kingdom. But then the second thing that we talked about is just the reality that God entrusts all of us a little bit differently. God doesn't give out the exact same resources and talents and abilities. And so one of the dangers then that we have is getting locked in this comparison trap where if I look around and I see, oh, you know, I'm more talented and I have more abilities than the person next to me. And so I feel prideful and I kind of look down another person. Or, you know, on the other side, if I look around and I notice, you know, I'm not as talented and I don't have as many abilities as the person next to me, then I feel bad about myself. And what we talked about specifically is that God, it gives us a great reminder in the person of Jesus that we didn't do anything to earn the love of Christ, that through Jesus's sacrifice on a cross, that's what gives us the ability to be in the right relationship with God. In other words, we didn't do anything to earn God's good graces and favors. It was all done for us through the person of Jesus Christ. And so in the same way, you know, we didn't do anything to earn these talents and abilities, regardless of what they are, regardless of the amounts that we have, they were all given to us from God just out of his good graces. And we could be thankful for that, but even more so, it's an opportunity and really a responsibility for us to use those gifts and talents in service to God and to build his kingdom rather than ours. Now, let me go ahead and pray for us. God, thank you so much that you've equipped us, that you've given us so much. Oftentimes, we don't fully understand all the amazing blessings that you've given us in our lives, and we know that you've entrusted us to use these gifts not just to build our kingdoms, but to build your kingdom. And so, God, I just pray that you'll grant us the strength and the wisdom through the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. And maybe you just have something that you want to pray through and just thinking about how is it that I'm using my talents and abilities to serve in God's kingdom. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for being with us in this edition of DriveCast. God bless.